Would this be now in the middle of 73 or later?
This would be probably, we're now into 73. We're into maybe spring of 73. At which Levin told me, and Tom Cavanaugh apparently supported the concept, that I really ought to get out of the law school, and that there was trouble brewing, and that I was going to take some hits. I didn't know what those hits were, and Levin was very vague as to what they were, and I didn't know how he had any knowledge as to what the hits would be. At that point, it was my perception that what they were trying to do was to tell me on behalf of the court that the court was going to back me off. And I told them I didn't think so. I said, I don't know what votes you guys are counting, but the way I count the court isn't going to bank me back off at all. And so I missed the track, because maybe they were trying to warn me about some other things, bad things that were going to happen. What I later learned, and you know this probably better than I, was that Kelman went ultimately to the Detroit Free Press and was able to persuade somebody, I'm assuming Lutke or someone there, that the court was not doing what it should do, that in fact Brennan was operating some kind of a storefront, illegitimate, bad thing law school. I don't know why an educational institution is ever a bad thing, but they seem to think it was. And it was the public sacred duty of the Detroit Free Press to call this matter to the public's attention and shoot this enterprise down. And Lutke calls in one of his best hatchet men, Reamer Tyson, and sends him up here to work me over. And we have, first of all, a meeting at the Savoyard Club, I believe it was, down in Detroit. And something makes me think that Bruce Donaldson was present. That's a go-between or a host or whatever. But nonetheless, we had a good long chat down there.
On this subject with...
With Reamer Tyson.
Oh.
And which Tyson asked me lots of questions and so on, and very probing questions about the law school and my relationship with it. And
did he set up the lunch? Did he ask you to appear down there and talk?
I believe so. Though I'm not sure that Donaldson was an intermediary there, because Donaldson's the only one I knew that belonged to that club. Why, unless Tyson did, I don't know why I went there. Something makes me think it was somebody else at the table.
How do you spell that place, Savoyard?
I don't know.
Okay. It's my problem.